anxiety. I do a program that's sort of news based, and although there's an editor of the show, we're always on the program kind of chipping with ideas for topics to talk about. And Twitter's really good for trending, and you can see what people are excited about. X Factor's an obvious one, people are always talking about the X Factor. But for example, do you remember when the Republicans attacked the NHS earlier this year? And I saw very quickly on Twitter that people were really exercised by them. And those people sprang to the defence of the NHS, and they had a hashtag. You know what a hashtag is with the training topics? We love the NHS, which was started by Graham Lennon, who wrote Bob Set. And I saw how passionate people were about that. I thought, great, right, let's do a phone-in about that. So we did a phone-in about that, actually just before all the papers started talking about it. And it's the same with the Jan Morris stuff with Dave Maddox, but I saw on Twitter how exercised people were about that story, and I thought, right, we must do something about this on the radio. And so it's about more than simply the interactivity for me, Twitter. It's about more than people just sending a tweet that I read out on air. It actually affects editorially what we do on the show.
Yeah. I think radio stations have got to get more involved in the technology. I think, with Twitter, Serb down there that I work with at Smooth Radio, we live stream our show, which is very easy to do with a laptop anyway. Yeah. Put it there. And we had over 1,000 people that not watching at the same time, but watching it. And
what's the point?
We haven't actually asked anyone to do it. But
what's the point of that?
They didn't see it. What's
the upside to you?
The upside was, what we did do for the first time, we experimented by doing a show whereby we did another competition for the people who are only watching. Yeah. You see what I mean? And what you can do, particularly if you're using upstream, is the YouTube or big one, is that you can do competitions while the show is going on if you want to. So you can actually gain another complete audience there. We're just experimenting with it. And I don't think it's enough experimentation that goes on. And I think eventually what will happen with Twitter, with audio, and all the things, is you'll all come together. And I think that every radio station eventually will probably be live streamed. And I imagine that radios will probably have screens on them.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to see the person that you're watching if you want to. And also there is the added thing there. I mean, I believe that I was experimenting with the live stream. I probably should have told the management I was doing it before I did it. But I visualised, as we're sponsored by Sky on my Swing Radio show, I visualised that we could actually have probably Sky in the background there, and it becomes a commercial. There is another way of, I know you're leaving the BBC, it doesn't matter to you, because we're under the BBC as well, you don't have to worry about my side. But there is a way of actually bringing in more revenue, I would say. So, this is a thing that management have to possibly think of the future, I think. You've got the live streaming of Twitter. I think everybody should be on Twitter. I think every radio station should have webcams as well. You see, I love live streaming.
They do have webcams, don't they?
Yeah. And you did an experiment on Final Life, Simon.
They think Simon's at an intro, because the camera's in his studio anyway.
Yeah.
And it works quite well when he has a big guest on. Yeah. What they did cleverly was they didn't try and make it look like a TV show. Because remember when Chris Evans did
Sky
in Breakfast Show, didn't they do a British Breakfast Show on the telly? And it was kind of okay, but it didn't quite work properly. And I think the mistake is don't try and make it look like a TV show, because it's not a TV show. But what was nice for Simon's show was if there was a big guest on, like Ricky Gervais, you might want to have a look.
Yeah.
And he's also very animated anyway. Yeah. And so it can work. But I guess for a lot of those sort of programs, they don't have guests. It's just a presenter talking. But it's not a great visual experience, is it?
No, it's just about it, but it's there if you want it. And I think there are a lot of kids nowadays, I don't think people have realised, I've got a 12-year-old daughter, she doesn't listen to radio anymore. This is the problem, and we've got to invite those people back. I mean, she will go on, as soon as she comes back from school, she'll go on Facebook, she'll go on, that sort of stuff. She'll listen into it probably in the coach going to school, and the kids will listen to, they tend to listen to Capital, actually, don't you? But but if they have the visual side as well, it might bring them back with them into it. I don't know, but I think I visualise the future with radios, with screens, and the ability to sell the radio as well.
Yeah,
that will happen.
Yeah, it will happen. I think